He's still being seen by our docs, so I'll know more tomorrow and more on Wednesday. Questions?
Before the Giants game and before the game yesterday, we've heard from both the coaching staff and the players that you had a good week of practice.
Sure.
Why isn't it translating to the field?
Well, I'll say this, you know, as we watch the tape, you know, obviously having three turnovers in a game is hard to win in this league. It's a lot of mistakes, honestly, you know, in all three phases. And it's puzzling because, you know, we're having great weeks of work. And I watched the coaches install all three phases, and it's so detailed. And we're blowing basic concepts. And again, all three phases, not just one phase. So it's puzzling. So we have to revamp how we're teaching these players and, you know, get more positive play out of some guys. You know, it's mistakes here. It's winning one-on-ones here. It's turnovers. So that's where the problems lie.
Well,
you know, less meetings, maybe more walkthrough, you know, maybe more live bodies, you know, with these guys. Because we meet 3 hours a day, you know, so we're getting the meeting time in. The coaches are being really, really detailed with their teachings, but it's not happening on game day. Okay. We have too many mistakes. And that's what happens, you know, in our three losses, they all look the same. You know, we've got busted assignments and we've got turnovers that we can't overcome.
Are you sticking with Trevor at quarterback?
Absolutely. He's our quarterback.
What are you seeing from them, Vince, in order to stick with them?
Well, it's not what I've seen from Trevor. It's the entire unit. You know, no one's perfect. You know, he can't play well if he's not being protected, okay, in certain spots. Now, he hadn't been perfect either. He can play better, absolutely, but it's not a Trevor problem. It's a unit problem, okay? And yesterday, our offensive starting point was minus 9, minus 1, minus 1, minus 14. We're in third and long probably 8 to 9 times. You know, we can't operate like that when we are facing two speed rushers and we're behind the sticks and those guys are just causing havoc. You know, that was not the plan. So, again, offensively, our formula is to run the football, okay, play action pass, and to keep us in manageable third downs. That's where Trevor is comfortable. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is, guys, if he's not being, you know, protected, okay? You know, or the run game's not effective, you know? So we have to do a better job as a unit. It's not just Trevor. I mean, he hadn't played perfect. No one's played perfect. But as a unit, if we get better, he will play better. We've seen it. We've seen it. It's proven. So I'm not concerned about Trevor. It's a unit deal.
You mentioned the critical errors and turnovers.
Yes.
But when you look back at weeks 1 and 2 when the offense really seemed to be clicking,
mm-hmm.
and compared to these last 2 weeks,
sure.
Did anything else stand out to you on what's been missing lately?
Well, it's the running game. You know, in our three victories, that's where it started. You know, we were in firm control of how we attack the defense, okay? When you're behind the stick so much, and our three losses, it's been that way. First downs are stuffed, second downs are quick pass incomplete, now we're 3rd and 10. You know, who wants to operate like that? So, again, it's a unit issue. We have to coach better, and we have to play better, all of us. Yes.
It helped your offense. They didn't have to go 91 yards.
Sure.
Like Langley, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him, take a knee after the touchdown.
Well, I did after the second one. Okay, the first one, guys, you watch the tape, it is well blocked. He's got to bounce the ball outside. We got one blocker and a kicker, okay? When a ball's kicked 1 yard deep, okay, you want to try to make a return and get the ball past the 25, and that's what most people do. The second one was a little deep. It's about -4. That one should have stayed in. But from the second one on, I made him stay in with it because it was obviously critical that we didn't start on a -1 or -9 yard line. But the first one was well blocked. He bounces it and runs to the back of Booker. He bounced it wide. It's a big play. So it's a fine line between keeping the ball in, you know, when it's 1 yard deep, you know, when you can make a play for your offense versus staying in and not making a play for him.
You get more involved as your starting quarterback. Are you going to stick with C.J. Anderson as your starting running back with these rushing woes that you guys are having?
Well, again, it's not just C.J. You know, we've got three backs playing, and you know, I thought the backs ran the ball hard yesterday. When it was space to make yardage, they did. You know, when it wasn't, they didn't. So I'm not down on CJ. Again, the offensive issues is a unit issue.
You get more involved yourself with any of the offensive game planning or special teams?
Well, I'm in every meeting, guys, so I'm directly involved. And offensively, you know, we have our formula to win, you know, but when you're down by 2 and 3 scores, it's tough to stay with a formula that's not working, you know. So when that happens, you got to make hay in a pass game, and we had some chance to do it. And, you know, between the pressures and some misreads and some drops, it just didn't work. You know, we had four shot plays called offensively. We had a sack fumble on one. You know, it was our best drive of the day. We were, you know, plus territory finally. First down, sack fumble. We missed Virgil on a big play where it was underthrown ball. And on DT's play, you know, it was a penalty. So, you know, we thought keeping the shot plays to a minimum because of the rushers, you know, was smart to do, and it worked when we called them. But, again, you know, we can't be in 3rd and 8, 9, and 10 the entire game with those two rushers. They absolutely gave us problems.
How involved are you in the actual play calling on offense, mm-hmm. or do you leave it all to right. Mike McCoy?
Well, it's Mike's deal. Mike's calling the plays, but Mike definitely asks and, you know, wants my opinion on certain D&Ds.
During the game?
During the game, absolutely. But it's Mike's deal. You know, Mike's game plan all week. He know what we do well offensively, so it's Mike's deal. And I trust Mike to call plays. And, again, guys, when you watch the tape, the plays are there to make. Okay, it's execution. It's individual play from time to time. So I'm not down on the play calling, by no means. Okay, it's plays to be made on tape. So what we're doing offensively, I feel good about.
As you talked about protecting Trevor better, does that mm-hmm. come with a scheme changes on the offensive line? What
that comes with a lot of things. That comes with you know, winning first down. You know, right now we're bad at winning first down. You know, if we can stay out of 3rd and longs, okay, we can protect Trevor better. You know, but once the sticks get longer and longer and you got two guys like that off the edge, it's tough to protect. You can't help both tackles. You can help one guy. So I think running the football better, having our quick game work on early downs will help protect Trevor better.
Vance, you yes. said that there's a good week of practice, good weeks of practice.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't happen in the game. What specifically, do you have some examples of what, we got this in practice and it's not there on game day for
right.
some reason?
Well, that's hard to say, but, you know, schematically, you know, we had plays that we knew that was going to work versus this defense because, I mean, they're basically a cover 3 defense. And those things showed up on Sunday, and the plays are there to make. Someone missed an assignment, a missed throw, or a short route. So that's my point when I say, you know, we've had great weeks and it hadn't happened in the game for us because we were getting those looks and not executing the plays. Example, the first 3rd down of the game, right? This team has played us in bracket coverage, okay, with Emmanuel and with DT. But this week, it wasn't Emmanuel, it was Fowler. They doubled Fowler. They doubled DT, okay? On the backside, we got Derby on out and up, you know, on their small safety. Great route, right? Ingram wins inside, pushes Trevor to his left, gets the throw off. Derby comes back, makes a play. It's a first down. We're at the 45-yard line. We fumble. So it's a play we worked all week. It's our very first 3rd down. We knew what we were getting. It was going to be a big play. If the protection's there, it might be a touchdown, but it's not. So that's my point about, you know, we have good plays called, but not finishing them. Most of the game, it was that way. So we have to coach and play better, and something's not clicking with our players as far as doing things right. So we have to coach differently. We have to do more walkthroughs and spend more time on the field so we can get this thing rectified because, again, it's some good things happening. You know, and our defense, you know, will continue to get better and better. And they played a solid game yesterday outside of the four explosive plays. But, you know, if we can play great defense, you know, and get our offense going, we're going to be in every game we play without turning the ball over. How about that?
There's too much of a divide between the defense and the offense, and some of the drama from last year kind of comes up again.
Absolutely not. Nope. We're a team, and we got a strong locker room.
Do you feel in some ways the defensive performance, they can get better too, obviously.
Absolutely.
But do you think in some ways they've been consistently very good all year?
Yes.
Do you think this great D defense, and that's in some ways what it is being wasted because the offense is holding them back?
I wouldn't say wasted, but I'll say this about playing defense in this league, okay? When you don't score points, okay, it's hard for our defense to cause havoc because everything is being played so close to the vest. Even yesterday, I mean, the Giants, they threw one pass over 8 yards. Yesterday, he was very conservative. When the ball went past 10 yards, it was all match protection. So it's hard for our defense to control a game without having a lead. If we get a lead, this defense will show up big time. But it's hard for us to, on defense, to be the difference if it's not with a lead. Because teams are just going to run the ball, third down, try their luck, punt it back. That's what we've seen in the three losses. Yes.
Four former play callers on your offensive staff.
Yeah.
Are you surprised the message isn't making it through? I mean, these guys have all taught offense.
Absolutely. We have a great staff on offense. And, again, we have great game plans. And we have had great game plans the last 6 weeks. But we have to get better at the details and do it better. So something's not clicking. We have to find it, and we will. We have a great staff.
Final two, Mike, and then me.
Go, Mike. All you.
Any of your injured guys hopeful of coming back this week?
Yeah, we've got Isaiah, who's day-to-day. Sanders going to be day-to-day also. And Emmanuel Sanders, day-to-day. And Menelik Watson should be day-to-day. Cody, he's feeling good. He should work on Wednesday. Yes.
Last one, Nikki.
With Todd Davis now dealing with the ankle sprain, already lost Corey Nelson. Are you expecting to have to make a move inside there?
We're not sure. You know, Todd's still being evaluated. But if it's obviously past a couple of weeks, we have to make a move. But Zaire came in yesterday and played 10 snaps and had 5 tackles. So he's a guy that's played in the past. So I'm comfortable with him as a starter for us if we have to be that.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day, okay?